外昆塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年9月16号，星期六。我们非常荣幸地邀请到敬爱的萨迦德瓦法布为我们讲述今天的早课。感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好啊。
Happy Saturday to you.
祝大家星期六快乐。
So today I only have an hour for class, and we have a lot of questions left over from last week. So I thought that we would just answer questions, and of course, we'll also, if we finish those questions, then we'll continue our reading on Bhagavad Gita, which would be verses 12, 13, 14, and the purport.
OK, 所以由于今天我只有一个小时的时间，所以我就想上个星期剩下了不少问题，我就把这一个小时的时间用来回答上周剩下的问题，而如果还有时间剩下的话，我们就继续来阅读博迦梵歌，也就是上周留下的作业诗节十二、十三、十四及其要旨。
So I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava and then we'll beginAnswering questions.
所以我现在就来唱 Jaya Radha Madhava, 然后就来回答大家的问题啦。
Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari.Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Vanadari Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Vanadari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana RajanaYamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balabha Giri VanachariYasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava KunjaviHariHare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Nita Gopimananda, Hare Hare Hare.オマガナタニヴァンダシャーガナンジャナサラカヤシャクスルネリタムヤナタスマンシグルヴェイナマナマオンヴィシュヌパダヤクリシュナプラスタヤブータレシュマクティバクティヴェイダントスワミニティナマネナマステサラサティデヴェゴラヴァニプチャラネVishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshutarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakalpa Purubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Vevacha, Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Okay, Narayani.
Ooh, okay. So
your turn. It's your turn now.
Okay, my turn. Now I'm gonna repeat the questions from last week, okay?
Okay.
OK, 好，我现在就来说出上周大家剩下的问题，然后古尔来回答。上周剩下的第一个问题是，Harivansa Das Prabhu 问的 ，Dronacharya， 明知自己注定被杀的命运，还要参战，是什么心态？So Harivansa Das here is asking the question that since Dronacharya knew Dronacharya, I think, Dronacharya knows that he is destined to be killed, that his fate, then how come he still joined the warfare?
Well, that seems like a reasonable, logical question, doesn't it?
So, Magic, could you repeat? That seemed like a...
That's a reasonable and logical question.
您问的这个问题听起来应该听起来是一个合理的，并且也是一个合逻辑的一个问题呢。
Especially from, modern society point of view.
尤其是站在当今社会的角度来看，确实如此。
So this is Harivamsa Prabhu, Hare Krishna. I think maybe he's the Harivamsa who lives in Xi'an.
应该提问的这位 Harivamsa Prabhu 是住在西安的那位 Harivamsa Prabhu 对吧？
So, and we have to remember that especially during the Vedic times, during the time of the Battle of Kurukshetra,the Brahmins and the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas and even the Sutras, they live by a code of honor.
By code of honor. Okay. 所以说我们尤其是要记住的是在伟达时代，也就是当时在库鲁之野战场所发生的库鲁之野之战所发生的那个年代，在那个时候社会的四阶层，婆罗门、刹帝利、歪夏和苏爪等等，他们都是必须要按照一种道德的原则，然后或者是对荣耀的一种准则来度过自己的人生的。
Yeah, so for those in the Vedic culture, it was very important for them to follow their duty and not and even if it meant.Losing their life.
而在伟达文化当中，遵循一个人的职责是非常非常重要的，即便遵循职责意味着一个人会丧失自己的生命。
Your voice cut out a little bit. I wonder if we're having connection difficulties.
I can hear you. It's just that the quality is not good as good as usual. But your voice poor quality. But there's no pause when I hear you.
Okay. All right. We'll just keep going.
Okay.
So anyway, so just like.A Kshatriya would never run away from the battlefield.
就正像刹帝利永远都不会逃离战场一样。
Or if a Kshatriya was challenged to fight, and the opponent was worthy, then the Kshatriya could not refuse the challenge. Even if it meant they were going to die, they'd have to fight.
Okay. 杀对于杀敌人而言，杀敌利是不能逃离战场的，并且如果要是一位杀敌利受到他人的挑战的话，而如果就是他人向他发出这种要决斗、要决战的这样一种要求，如果对方对手是值得的话，那么作为杀敌利他也是无法拒绝的，即便他知道要真的是去参加那个决斗的话，他会死去，都是不能拒绝的。
Yeah, and of course the Brahmins, it was their duty to teach, it was their duty to be honest.
而对于婆罗门而言，他们的职责就是要去教导，然后他们的职责就是要诚实。
Yeah, so although Dronacharya is a Brahmin, he's also, you know, a teacher of Kshatriyas.
所以说 Dronacharya,他是一位婆罗门，而同时的话呢，他也是刹帝利，他也是作为刹帝利的老师。
So he couldn't refuse to teach a worthy student, and also he can't refuse to not fight in a battle.
因此的话呢，由于他所属的这个阶层，或者叫做这是他对，由于他是这个婆罗门，他是刹帝利门的老师，因此他无法拒绝去教导一位值得的学生，然后他也无法拒绝去上战场。
Yeah, and even Vaishyas, you know, had principles that they lived by, like they would give charity to the Brahmins and they would protect cows.
即便 Vaishya 的话呢，他们也是要有必须遵循的原则的，比如他们要为婆罗门布施，然后并且他们还需要去保护奶牛。
And even Sudras, you know, they would do their duty, they would do their service to the best of their ability. They took pride in their work.
Took pride in their work. 而即便 Sudra 的话呢，他们需要去尽到自己的职责，然后需要去对，尽到他们的职责，所以而他们对自己所做的事情也是感到自豪的。
Yeah, so in Kali Yuga, everyone is born less than Sudra, and they don't, you know, most people don't have any kind of moral principles or any sense of duty.
而在卡利年代的话呢，绝大多数的人的就是出生在卡利年代的人都是低于苏爪的，因此绝大多数的人都没有什么道德上的原则，然后没有什么就是说职责感。
So from the perspective of those who were born in Kali Yuga, it seems that you know Dronacharya should you know not fight in the battle and save his life.
因此的话呢，出生在卡利年代人的这个角度来看，那么 Dronacharya 自然而然就不应该去战斗，就应该保命才是。
But from the point of view of those in Vedic culture, it was more important to execute your duty.
然而站在伟达文化的角度来看，去履行一个人的职责，则是比保命要更加重要的。
Because by following one's duty, one attained at the very least the heavenly planet.
因为通过遵循一个人的职责，那么至少这个人都能得以升上天堂星球。
Yeah, so.Those who are understand that they're not the mind and the body, and see life, they see life from a bigger perspective.
They see life. Okay, I see. 所以说，对于那些知道自己不是心意、不是身体的人来说，他们就会站到一个更大的一种图景、一种更大的视角来观看人生。
And so they're not looking at their life as just this one life. They're looking at ultimately going back to Godhead, even if it takes a few lifetimes.
因此的话呢，对于他们而言，他们是不会把自己的这一生看作是只有这一生，就 然后相当于就是死了以后就死了，什么都不存在。他们并不是这样的一种态度，而是他们知道，生命的意义注定最终是要回归守神的，而即便这个过程可能是需要好几世的生命。
Yeah, so Krishna explains in a couple of places in Bhagavad Gita that if one performs his duty in the Varnashram system, he automatically becomes elevated.
Elevated. OK, 所以说 Krishna 在博迦梵歌的好几个地方当中也解释到，如果一个人根据 Varnashram 系统，也就是社会四阶层、灵性四制度来履行他的职责的话，那么他便会自动的得到提升。
Yeah, I'm just looking for the verse that Krishna describes that specifically.
Okay. There's
a couple of verses.
Oh.
In chapter.
Chapter, which chapter?
Chapter 18.
所以在十八章当中就有几个师姐是谈到了这一点的。
So let's look at 1846.
46. 我们来看十八章的四十六师姐。
So 1846, Krishna says, Yata p r a vSwa karmana tvam avyarcha siddhim vindati manava. By worship of the Lord, who is the source of all beings and who is all pervading, a man can attain perfection through performing his own work.
18.46 译文：崇拜众生之源，遍存万有的至尊主。人就可以通过履行自己的工作而达到完美境界。
Yeah, so if you're following your duty in the Varnashram system, that's pleasing to Lord Vishnu. So it's a kind of worship of the Lord.
所以就如果你是遵循 Varnashram 体系当中的职责的话，那么这样的一种行为就会取悦主 Vishnu。而这实际上就相当于是对主 Vishnu 所进行的一种崇拜仪式。
Yeah, so people who lived in the Vedic culture, it was very important for them to perform their duty because they knew that by performing their duty, that act alone was pleasing to Lord Vishnu, and by that they would attain perfection.
因此对于生活在伟达文化当中的人来说，履行他们的职责是非常重要的，因为通过履行职责，这个行为本身就是取悦主 Vishnu 的，然后并且也能帮他们 达到完美的境界。
And then Krishna goes on to say in verse 47,
然后 Krishna 接下来在47师节当中继续说道，
Shreyan swadharmo viguna paradharma swanushita swabhava niyatam karma kurvan napnoti kilbisham. It is better to engage in one's own occupation, even though one may perform it imperfectly, than to accept another's occupation and perform it perfectly.Duties prescribed according to one's nature are never affected by sinful reactions.
18.47, 做自己该做的，即使做得不完美，也远胜过完美的履行他人的职责。依照个人的本性而履行附定职责，永不会受罪恶活动反应的影响。
And then finally, Krishna says in verse 48,Sahajam karma kunteya sadosham api na tejat. Sarva ramba hidoshena dume na mir nivavita. Every endeavor is covered by some fault, just as fire is covered by smoke. Therefore, one should not give up the work born of his nature, O son of Kunti, even of such work is full of fault.
接下来的48世节，每一份努力都被某些错误所笼罩，正如火被浓烟遮蔽一样。因此，昆提之子啊，人不应放弃来自本性的工作，即使这样的工作布满缺陷。
Yeah, so this is the mentality of Dronacharya. He's a Brahmin, and also a Kshatriya.
所以说这就是 Dronacharya 他的一种心态，他既是一位婆罗门，也是一位刹帝利。
And he's executing his duty in order to please Lord Vishnu.
他在履行自己的职责，从而去取悦主 Vishnu。
And he knows that this is how the soul becomes elevated, not only in one life, but ultimately attains liberation.
并且他知道，这也是他这个灵魂得到提升的方法，得到提升的方式，不仅是在这一世，并且也是最终获得解脱的方式方法。
And so people in the Vedic culture, they were very aware that material life is very temporary.
因此，伟达文化当中的人，他们是非常能够觉知到的，那就是非常能够觉知到生命是非常短暂易逝的。
Yeah, so they're just not working for the short-term benefits of just this body, but they're thinking of the long-term benefits for the soul.
因此他们在工作的时候，他们在履行职责的时候，其目的并不是为了这个身体的短期的利益，而是为了灵魂的长期的利益。
And hopefully we're thinking the same way.
当然我们也是有同样的心态啊。
Thank you, Hari Vamsa, for your question.
谢谢 Hari Vamsa 法夫的问题。Okay, next one. 我们来看下一个问题。这位叫 Free and Easy 的奉献者问：顶拜咕噜和翻译不敢当，请问恐惧是与生俱来的吗 ？Okay, so this devotee is asking that. So, how to say that? Do people born with fear?
Are people born with fear?
That's the question.
Oh, okay. Yes, yeah, fear is wired into our body.
是的，恐惧是与生俱来的。可以说，我们自打有这具身体开始，这个身体就自带有恐惧。
Yeah, so we can look at fear from the spiritual perspective and also from the material perspective.
我们可以从灵性的角度，也可以从物质的角度来了解恐惧。
Yeah, so fear is actually meant is there to help us help the material body survive.
首先就是恐惧的存在是为了帮助物质躯体生存下来。
So if you look at our human brain, we actually have three brains.
Three brains, okay. 所以如果我们来观察人类的大脑的话，可以发现大脑实际上是由三部分组成的。
We have the reptilian brain, which is at our brainstem.
Reptilian means that like
a lizard.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I know that word. 其实首先的话呢，这个大脑的一个部分就是脑干的部分。脑干部分就是人类的爬行动物的这一部分，类似于爬行动物的一部分。
And so that responds to the environment immediately. It's always looking, is the environment safe? Is it dangerous?
所以说脑干的这一部分的主要功能就是去对当下此刻的环境立即做出反应，去完全的觉知到在当下这一刻周围的环境是安全的还是危险的。
And so if there's any kind of perceived danger,like a loud noise, or a change in vision, or you feel hot or cold, there's immediate reaction. And that brain overrides everything.
What's the last sentence?
That part of the brain, it overrides any other signal.
Oh, I see. 所以说，如果要是人感知到的环境当中立刻出现的变化，比如说突然间出现巨大的声响，或者是眼前的景象突然发生变化，或者是突然感知到这个温度变得非常的炎热，或者是温度变得非常的寒冷，那么脑干这一大脑部分的话呢，就会立刻的做出反应，而脑干所发出的这种信息，这种命令的话呢，就会完全的超过所有大脑当中其他的信息。
Yeah, so that part of the brain sends out signals that immediately cause us to either run or fight. It's called fight or flight.
所以说的话呢，脑干这一部分就会立刻发出信号，来告诉人体是要立刻逃跑呢，还是要去战斗。所以在英文当中专门有这样的一个表达，那就是战斗或者是逃跑，就是这样一个选项。
So there's no thinking at that point. Thinking shuts down.
所以说在这个过程中的话呢，是没有思考存在的。在这个过程中，就是思考是完全被关闭了，就是完全是按照本能来做出反应。
Yeah, so that's there for survival of the body.
因此这一部分的目的就是帮助人类生存下来。
Yeah, and so when we were cavemen and cavewomen, you know, that's pretty much how we functioned and survived.
所以说当我们还是这个山顶洞人的时候，就当我们还是原始人类的时候，住在洞里面，就基本上就是原始人类的这种运作的生存的模式方式了。
And then on top of that brain, we have our animal brain.
然后我说错了，应该说在这个脑干这个爬行动物式的大脑之上，还有另一部分大脑是属于动物式的大脑，这个叫动物式的。前面就是爬行动物式的，现在是动物式的大脑。
Yeah, so there's you know some slight memory and learning, but mostly instinctual, just very mechanical.
Sorry, Gumash, could you repeat some slight what?
There's some slight memory and there's some slight ability to learn. But it's mostly instinctual or mechanical.
Mechanical, okay. 而这一部分动物式的大脑的话呢，是包含有一些少量的记忆和一些少量的学习能力，而绝大多数的这一部分的大脑，其作用就是这种直觉式的化学成分，直觉式的化学物质。
Yeah, so we sort of learn what's dangerous and what's not.
所以说我们就是通过这一部分来学习，来了解哪些是危险，哪些不是。
Then on top of that brain, we have our prefrontal cortex, which is that's the part of our brain that makes us human.
OK, 然后在此之上的话呢，就是这个 prefrontal cortex, 大脑前叶额质，前额，我这个术语我忘了，就是前叶前额那个什么皮质，所以说这一部分的话呢，就使得我们之所以会成为人类，就是由于这一部分的原因而存在的。
And so we have much more power of self-observation and discrimination. We can change our behavior.
所以因此的话呢，由于这个大脑前叶额质，前叶额质，就使得我们具有观察自己的能力，使得我们具有辨识、辨别能力，以及我们能得以去改变自己的行为，就是通过这一部分的大脑来做成的。
And we have the potential of, you know, self-realization, so we can overcome and let go of all fears that are based on identification with the mind and the body.
并且的话呢，这一部分的大脑也使得我们具有潜力来获得自我觉悟。因此的话呢，当我们有了自我觉悟的话，就会得以去战胜和放手 我们由于认同于心意和躯体所获得的这些所有的恐惧感。
But to fully overcome fear, we have to overcome ignorance.
但是的话呢，要想完完全全的去克服恐惧，我们就需要真正的去克服我们的无知，或叫愚昧。
That means forgetfulness of ourself and our relationship with Krishna. That's the source of fear.
所以说，无知是什么？无知就是我们遗忘了真正的自我。遗忘了我们和生命的源头 Krishna 之间的永恒的关系，而由于这种无知，才使得我们充满了恐惧。
So actually, that ignorance, you know, or that forgetfulness of ourselves and our relationship with Krishna, that's something that's been imposed upon us. It's not part of our spiritual nature.
Not part of our spiritual nature. 而这种无知，这种对真正自我，对和 Krishna 之间关系的这种遗忘的话，并不是我们灵性本质的一部分，而是被强加在我们的这个纯粹灵魂之上的东西。
Yeah, the spirit soul, the Atma is like a diamond.
灵性的灵魂，也就是 Atma, 就像是一块钻石一样。
So even if you cover the diamond with mud, the diamond doesn't lose its light or its, you know, brilliant quality.
因此即便我们把钻石包裹在淤泥之中，但是的话呢，它虽然看起来是很肮脏的，但是钻石它是不会它失去其本身的这种光彩，它其本身这种非常卓越的品质的。
However, if the diamond is covered by mud, then its brilliance is, you know, covered over and we can't appreciate it.
然而的话呢，由于钻石被污泥给覆盖住了，因此我们也就无法去欣赏和感恩它的那种，就说是如此卓越的品质，去欣赏感恩它的那种美了。
Yeah, so ultimately, the only way we become fearless is when we surrender to Krishna and the illusory energy is removed.
因此的话呢，归根结底，我们得以变得毫无恐惧的方法，那就是去臣服于 Krishna, 然后从而得以使得我们所遭受的幻觉能量都被移除掉。
And Krishna explains this in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 14.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》的第七章第十四十节就解释到了这一点。
Daivyesha guna maye mama maya dharateya mame vijaya papadyante mayam etan tarantite. This maya energy that's causing us to forget who we are,This is Krishna's energy. He's in control of it.
这七点一四，我的神圣能量由三种物质自然形态组成，难以克服，但皈依我的人却能轻易跨越。
That's what causes us to feel afraid.
所以说覆盖在灵性灵魂上的物质自然形态，就导致我们感到恐惧。
Why do we feel afraid?
而我们为什么会感到恐惧呢？
Because we forget that we're eternal.
因为我们忘记了自己是永恒的存在。
Just like in a dream, we forget who we are and we're in this dream.
就像我们在做梦的时候，在梦里面我完全忘了自己是谁，而是完全沉浸在梦里面的那个场景。
Yeah, so Krishna says that only those who surrender unto me,can cross beyond this influence of ignorance.
因此在这个世界里 Krishna 就说到，只有那些臣服于我的人能够轻易跨越无知的这种影响。
So therefore, our spiritual master, his name is Abhayacharan.
Abhayacharan. 因此的话呢，灵性导师的一个名称就叫做 Abhayacharan。
Abaya means fearless.
Abaya 的意思就是指无惧。
Charan means the lotus feet of Krishna.
嗯，而 Charan 的意思就是 Krishna 的莲花足。
So when we surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna, we become free of fear, Abaya Charan.
嗯，因此当我们臣服于 Krishna 的莲花足的时候，我们就会变成 Abaya Charan， 也就是指我们会变得毫无恐惧。
Now also as explained in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the source of fear or the cause of fear is explained.
嗯，然后在博迦瓦坛的第十一篇当中也解释到了恐惧的源头是什么。
Bhayam dvitiya binivesha tashad ishad apitasya viparayo shmiti tanmaya to buddha abhajitam adhyayka yesham guru deva tatma. The verse explains that when the soul comes in contact with maya,
嗯，所以说刚才Guru所念的那个梵文诗节，意思就是当个体灵魂接触到了玛雅之后
，He forgets who he is，
就忘记了他自己是谁
，And he forgets his relationship with the Lord，
忘记了他和主之间的关系是什么
，And he is immediately overcome by fear because you know he doesn't know who he is and he forgets his relationship with the Lord。
嗯，而他立刻就被恐惧给征服了，因为他忘记了他自己是谁，忘记了他和至尊主之间的关系。
And then, in that bewildered condition, he sees everyone around him, including the Lord, as a competitor.
嗯，因此处在这样的一种困惑、混乱的状态之中，他把身边的每一个人甚至包括主都看作是自己的竞争者。
So he's always comparing himself to others. You know, is this person better than me? Is this person more intelligent than me? Is this person prettier than me?
嗯，因此他总是把自己和他人做比较。哦，这个人是不是比我更好啊？他是不是比我更聪明？比我更漂亮啊？
So in this way, fear expands.
那么以这样的方式，恐惧就得以蔓延开来，扩展开来了。
So fear isn't at this stage. Fear isn't about just the survival of the body. Fear is about survival of the ego.
嗯，因此到了这个阶段，恐惧就不再只是关乎于躯体的生存了，而是关乎于假我的生存。
So we have these two sources of fear.One that's wired into the body for survival, but also the ego fear.
嗯，因此的话呢，恐惧是有两个源头。第一个源头是来自于我们的身体，然后我们的身体当中的这种恐惧，其目的就是为了帮助身体得以生存下来。而第二个源头就是假我的恐惧。
So if the cause of fear is that we've turned our face.Away from the Lord, then what is the remedy?
因此，如果导致恐惧的原因是由于我们遗忘了主，是由于我们把身子背向主，完全要这个忽略掉主的话，那么治愈我们恐惧的疗法又是什么呢？
So this verse I just quoted, it explains the cause of fear, but it also gives the remedy.
所以刚才我所引用的这个博迦瓦坛的诗节就不仅谈到了恐惧的原因，并且也谈到了这个疗法是什么。
So, if the cause of fear is turning away from the Lord, then the remedy must be turning towards the Lord.
因此，如果导致恐惧的原因是由于我们背身离开主的话，那么自然治愈恐惧的这个方式，那就是我们转身面向于主了。
And so, this verse explains how we can turn back towards the Lord in three ways.
然后这个师姐就解释到，我们如何以三种方式来转身面向于主。
To see how the Lord has come to us to enlighten us through the spiritual master.
第一种方式就是看到主是如何通过灵性导师来出现在我们面前，来指引我们走上灵性之路的。
We should also see how the Lord is the source of our life.
第二种方式就是我们如何去看到主是我们的生命的源头。
And how the Lord has also appeared to us in the form of the deity.
然后的话呢，就是看到主是如何以神像的形式，出现在我们面前的。
So we should worship the Lord as our spiritual master, we should worship the Lord as the source of our life, and we should worship the Lord in the form of the deity. In this way, we turn our face back towards the Lord, and we become fearless.
因此的话，我们应该把主当作灵性导师来崇拜，我们应该把主当作生命的源头来崇拜，我们应该把主当作是神像来崇拜。那么以这样的方式，我们就以这些方式，我们就能得以把脸转向主，然后就以这样的方式，我们就会变得无所畏惧。
So we have the physical wiring of fear for survival, and then we have the ego fear that's the result of forgetfulness of our true self and our relationship with the Lord.
所以说我们这两种恐惧，第一种就是身体里自带的恐惧，其目的就是为了帮助身体得以生存下来，而第二种恐惧就是假我的恐惧，来源于我们的遗忘，我们遗忘了真正的自我，遗忘了和至尊主之间的关系。
So it's the fear that we hold in our mind and in our ego thatcauses us to suffer and to get diseased, really.
因此正是我们在心意当中紧紧抓住不放的这些假我的恐惧，才导致我们受苦，或者也是导致我们遭受疾病的原因。
In the present, when you're awake in the present, self-aware, there is no fear.
而当你临在的时候，当你在这一刻是醒来的时候，是没有恐惧的。
Unless there's, you know, a tiger ready to bite you, there's no fear.
是，除非要是突然间面前出现一头大老虎，这大老虎要马上要咬死你的时候，除了这种情况之外，其他都是不会有恐惧的。
In order to feel fear, you have to go into your mind and imagine something in the future.
而要想感到恐惧的话，你就不得不进入到心意之中去想象你的未来。
Okay,
next one. Okay, 我们来看下一个问题。下一个问题。这个数字1367。58的奉献者问，顶拜咕噜，顶拜奉献者，同样成为强大无比的 Dronacharya 的门徒，为什么潘道文五兄弟变得优秀强大，而 Duryodhan 兄弟的反差如此之大呢？感恩。So this devotee is offering the obeisances unto you, asking that the Dronacharya's disciples are equally powerful, then how come that the Pandava brothers have become so extraordinary. Well, on the contrast, that the Duryodhan brothers, they are like so different, like totally on the contrast.
Yeah, well, they're all very powerful fighters.
确实，潘道武兄弟和 Duryodhan 兄弟都是非常强大的战士，就是非常非常强大，非常对强大。
And they all have their own expertise.
并且他们都有自己的专长。
Like Duryodhana is very expert with the club.
Club, 所以说，就比如说 Duryodhana 的话，他本人是非常擅长于运用那个大头棒。
And Arjuna, he's the best archer.
而 Arjuna 是最棒的弓箭手。
So they're all equally powerful.
因此的话呢，他们都是同样强大的。
And don't forget, this is Krishna Lila, so all of them are special, you know, to participate in Krishna's in Lila is not a normal event.
Not a normal event. 所以说因此不要忘了他们所有人都是在参与到 Krishna 的逍遥时光当中，因此的话呢，他们所有人都不是普通人。
Yeah, so they're all playing their role very expertly.
因此的话他们都非常非常善，就是他们在扮演自己的角色方面都是极其了不起的，都是极其有能力的。
Right. Without Duryodhana, you couldn't have the Bhagavad Gita spoken by Krishna. It would never happen.
所以如果要是都没有杜尤尔丹兄弟的存在的话，这个薄伽梵歌也就不会存在了，因为 Krishna 就不会给 Arjuna 说那一番话。
Okay, next question.
好，我们来看下一个问题。庞继东奉献者问：顶拜咕噜翻译你好，谢谢法布。随着时间的推移，誓言可以变吗？然后他后面补充到，问的问题是说平时相互的誓言。So this devotee, this Prabhu is asking that, as time goes by, so you know, the vows and the promises.That are between people, among people, can also change. Can the promises and the vows between two people or between several people can these kind of vows also change along with the time?
Well, sure. I mean, you always have free choice, free will.
是的，平时您问到的这个平时相互的誓言的话呢，是当然可以改变的，因为你是有自由意志的，你是可以随时做出选择的。
And so, trust in relationships is based on, agreements between people.
Oh, trust is based on agreement, huh?
Well, you know, we say we're going to do something, and if we, and then other people trust that we will do that, and if we don't follow through with our agreement, then people don't trust us, and then that weakens the relationship.
That ends the relationship. Okay.
Well, it weakens the relationship. It weakens the trust.
I see, weaken. 所以说古尔就说到这个关系当中的信任的话呢，是基于两人之间的这种一致的意见的，一致的意见。然后他继续就解释到，就是说当我们在关系当中说要去做一件事情的时候，别人就会信任我们，然后去做这件事情，那我们就去做。但是如果的话呢，如果没有做到，对方对我们的信任就会大打折扣，然后关系的话呢就会变弱。
Just like we all have an agreement that we're going to have class at 7 o'clock every Saturday morning.
这就比如说，我们都有这样的一个一致的一个意见，那就是每个星期六早上7点的话，我们会聚在。这个网上来一起听课。
So once in a while, if I have to cancel, you'll forgive that, right? And you'll trust that generally the classes will happen, so you'll show up.
所以说如果要是偶尔一次，比如说我要是请假的话呢，没法来上课，然后大家都是还是会信任我的，就信任这个课的，就会想到那基本上。这个课还是会在星期六的早上进行。
Yeah, so part of what makes these classes effective is the fact that we all agree and we all show up.
因此的话呢，使得这门课程有效的部分原因之一，那就是我们大家都同意， 同意要到了每周六早上的这个时间都要出现在这个课堂上。
Right, Saturday is very important. You could be doing many other things, but you trust that this class is going to happen, so you show up.
所以星期六是非常重要的，因为星期六我们可以用周六的时间来做到很多其他的事情。但是的话呢，你却相信，你却信任这个课程会在星期六的早上发生，然后你就会定时定点的，然后到这个课堂上来。
Yeah, so being true to our word is not only important for our relationships with others, it's also important for our relationship with our own self.
因此的话呢，being true to the
our
word,
keeping our word.
Okay, I see. 所以说，因此遵守诺言不仅是对于我们和他人的关系来说是非常重要的，并且对于我们和自己的关系来说也是非常重要的。
Yeah, so it's by especially, and then we have spiritual vows, which are an important part of self-realization and establishing a trusting relationship with the Lord.
而我们在灵性上许下的诺言也是我们获得自我觉悟以及我们建立和主之间充满信任的关系当中的重要的一部分。
So keeping our word is basic for having any kind of functional trusting relationship on any level, business, family, friends.
因此的话呢，遵守承诺是对于任何一种关系，对于商业合作关系啊，对于家人关系啊，然后对于朋友之间的关系等等，那么对于任何一种关系来说，都是最根本的，很重要的一点。
But there are certain spiritual vows we make that are very important for the purification and awakening of the soul.
而我们在灵性上许下的一些诺言对于我们获得净化以及灵性上的觉醒来说也是非常重要的。
Like the vow of marriage.
That is very important for purification and awakening.
Yeah, that's a spiritual sacrament or sacrifice.
Spiritual sacrifice. 就比如说是婚姻，然后我还重复问了一下 Guru， 我说婚姻，您说婚姻就是指我们获得净化，在当下觉醒的这个重要的一方面嘛？然后他 Guru 说是的，就婚姻是 Guru 说婚姻是灵性上的一种牺牲。
Really, the whole society, no matter what society you go to, it's considered sacred, and the society.Depends on it, really. If you're going to have, you know, if you're able going to produce normal, healthy human beings, without that, the whole society falls apart.
Okay. 所以说的话，可以说这个，无论你去到哪一个社会，可以说所有的人类社会都是非常看重婚姻的，因为社会的安稳就取决于婚姻的。所以说因为要诞生出正常的健康的孩子的话呢，婚姻就是非常重要的，而有了正常的健康的人和这个孩子，社会才能得以正常的延续下去。
And our relationship with the spiritual master and Krishna is dependent upon our vow. If we break our vows, then we break the connection.
而我们和灵性导师和 Krishna 之间的关系也是取决于我们的誓言的，如果我们没有遵循誓言的话，就会打破我们和 Krishna 和 Guru 之间的连接。
But of course it's always free will. You don't have to follow. You can always change.
但是的话呢，这一切都是取决于你的自由意志的，你并不是需要总是去遵循，而你可以在任何一刻做出你的选择。
But then, ultimately, you're just hurting your relationship with yourself and with others, and ultimately with God.
但是的话呢，这个打破承诺的话， 没有遵循诺言的话呢，只会伤害到你和他人的关系，伤害到你自己，并且归根结底的话，你会伤害到你和神之间的关系。
Of course, you know, there's always free will. If there wasn't free will, then it wouldn't be a vow. It would be forced.
但是的话，我们别忘了，总是有自由意志存在的。因为如果没有自由意志的话，也就不存在誓言了。因为没有自由意志的话，那就都是被强迫的了。
Yeah, so the vow is only important because of free will, because you're making a choice. Otherwise, it wouldn't mean anything.
因此的话呢，正是由于你有自由意志，正是由于你可以做选择，你可以做决定，因此的话呢，誓言才是重要的。否则的话呢，誓言就是完全毫无任何意义的了。
So, relationships depend on trust, and trust depends on us keeping our word.
因此关系就依赖于信任，而信任就依赖于我们是否遵循誓言，遵循诺言。
So it's up to us how we prioritize, you know, our life.
而这就完全取决于我们自己，我们自己是愿意怎样来安排人生当中的事情，是要把哪些事情当作是人生中的头等大事。
Not all vows are the same. Not all agreements are the same. Some are more important than others.
并不是所有的誓言，并不是所有的协议都是同等重要的。有些誓言呢，有些协议是比另外一些要更加重要的。
Okay, thank you.
Okay, 谢谢你的问题。OK, next one, 我们来看下一个。亚穆纳 Tira Mataji 的一个分享，太感恩咕噜对我的问题的分析和解答了，这对我如何稳定休息、提升自我的灵性知觉、如何合理安排时间、如何灵活的分享奉爱瑜伽的文化太有指导意义了，请接受我最卑微的顶拜。So, 亚穆纳 Tira Mataji here is offering her gratitude towards you. I think it's last week you have answered her question, and she's saying that thank you so much for answering my question and give me your analysis. It really helps me to study my spiritual practice, to elevate my spiritual consciousness, and also to allocate my time properly, to flexibly share the Bhakti Yoga. What you have said to me isfull of guidance. Please accept my humblest obeisances.
Oh, well, thank you very much for your positive feedback. I'm glad, you know, I could be helpful.
如果就说到非常感谢你这么充满积极的话语啊，然后他非常感谢你这么充满积极的话语，然后他很高兴能够给到你一点点的帮助。
Yeah, and I mean, all devotees, we all face similar challenges.
可以说我们所有奉献者都面对着同样的挑战。
So thank you for your question, and thank you for your feedback.
所以说谢谢你的问题，也谢谢你给予我的反馈啊。Okay, next one. 好，我们来看下一个问题，这个一串数字22开头的奉献者问，顶拜咕噜，感谢翻译，也谢谢你。那请问是不是木耳、银耳和海带、紫菜也是鱼类属性呢？它们和大蒜、洋葱是一样的吗？巧克力也是这样的食物吗？So the same devotee last week asked about the modes of nature of food, the garlic and onion. I think he or maybe she is also asking that what about the seaweed?What about seaweed and chocolate and some fungus type food? Are they the same like garlic and also belong to the mode of ignorance?
Well, some things, even if they're kind of lower quality, if they're mixed with other things in the mode of goodness, can be acceptable.
所以说对于一些处于较低品质较低属性的食物而言，如果你在烹饪的时候把它们和那些处于善良属性的食物混在一起的话，那么这些较低属性的食物也是可以被接受的。
Yeah, so like seaweed, for example, that has you can make lots of gelatin and type things with seaweed. That's fine, and also it doesn't, you know, stink like onions and garlic.
Well, what is gelatin?
Gelatin is they use animal. It's a kind of substance that causes water to form like a gel, like Jello.
Oh, yeah.
You can make things with it. You can make sweets, and you can use it in cooking and cakes, and it's very quite adaptable.
Oh, Umaraj.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Is it the signal was just down a bit? Oh, so you're saying that seaweed can be used as the content for making food stick together?
Yeah, and you can use it for many things. Also, corn is not very high class, but if you mix corn with butter and sugar and other higher class ingredients, you can make, tortillas and all kinds of stuff with it.
OK， 所以 Guru 就说到的话呢，像这个海带的话哈，它是被作为一种就是像胶合剂一样的东西来使用，我不知道我听错没。然后就是相当于把食物拿来给粘在一起，然后就粘在一起，就比如说在烹饪蛋糕啊，然后或者是饼干的时候，它就会用到这个当中的一种成分吧，应该是可能就是海带当中的一种成分。然后然后故事就继续说到，然后包括玉米也是属于较低属性的食物，但是如果我们烹饪玉米的话，把玉米和黄油或者是糖这种更高属性的食物混置在一起的话，那就没有问题。
Yeah, and mushrooms are sort of in the same category, although they're a little bit lower. And some mushrooms are much more stinkier than others.
而蘑菇的话呢，也是可以这样，但是蘑菇的话，这属性可能要比这个玉米要更低了。然后而且蘑菇的有些种类要比另外一些种类的话，就是味道更加的刺鼻，然后更加的难闻。Yeah, I think he's also asking about chocolate.
chocolate also, chocolate is no, as far as I'm concerned, there's no problem with chocolate.
不如说就他本人了解哈，然后巧克力是没有任何问题的。
And I know for a fact that Prabhupada liked chocolate sandwich.
As a side dish?
Yeah, devotees made chocolate. Sandesh is a kind of milk sweet.
Oh, sandesh.
Shruti Kirti, he made chocolate sandesh for Prabhupada, and he liked it very much.
然后 Guru 说他知道就是帕帕也挺喜欢巧克力的，因为之前帕帕的个人秘书那个叫Shruti Kriti 的那位帕布就是给他做了一个就是 sandesh 的一种食物，然后里面就有巧克力，然后帕帕当时吃的也挺开心的。
Yeah, so chocolate does have a small amount of caffeine, and there's another chemical that speeds up your heart.It's okay for humans, but it will kill dogs. Because the dogs can't metabolize it.
Oh, I see. 所以说 Guru 就说到巧克力当中含有一定少量的咖啡因，然后并且它其中还有另外一种化学成分的话呢，会让这个心脏跳动的频率加快。所以人类的话呢，是吃这种化学物质是没有问题的，但是对于狗狗来说就不行了，因为狗狗的话它的身体是没有办法去消化这个不叫消化哈，就是最终的内化这个成分，因此对于狗狗来说吃巧克力是非常危险的一件事。
Yeah, but you can use chocolate just like you would a spice or something else, and it'll give a flavor without without really affecting your consciousness or your body.
Because
the effects are very, you know, because you have so much other ingredients in there that it dilutes the any kind of negative effect of the chocolate.
Oh, I see. OK, 所以 Guru 就说到的话呢，说最好就是建议你是在烹饪其他食物的时候加入一些巧克力，就是让你的这个烹饪出来食物当中有巧克力的味道就可以了。因为这样的话呢，由于这款食物当中有其他很多的这些成分，而所有其他的这些成分的话呢，就会减弱巧克力，就是单独食用巧克力所带来的负面影响。
Yeah, so it's just common sense.
所以这就是一种常识啦。Okay.
Okay.
Okay, go right to the next one.
Sure.
Okay, 好，我们来看这个一位奉献者冰纯骂他姐问的。有一位资深奉献者说，四个使徒传系现在被主柴塔尼亚合在一个使徒传系了。我想得到孤儿的确证。So this devotee is asking you that there's a senior devotee saying that the four disciplinic successions are combined all together by Lord Chaitanya into one disciplinic succession. I want to hear from Guru Maharaj that is this statement actually true?
I can't recall reading anything like that or hearing anything like that, but Lord you know, the four the four disciplic successions are not in disagreement with each other.
Not in disagreement. Okay. 所以说Guru说，他说我不记得自己曾经在任何一个地方读到过或者是听到过这样的一种说法。但是的话呢，这四条使徒传系并不是他们彼此之间并不是有出入的，彼此间并不是说 not in disagreement， 并不是有相互矛盾的，有出入的，
And then also the each one of the acharyas of the disciplic successions, they performed important work, really in defeating Shankaracharya's impersonalism.
并且的话呢，这四条使徒传系当中的每一条使徒传系的 Acharya 都做到了极其重要的作用，起到了极其重要的作用，来打败 Sankaracharya， 也就是桑杰罗的非人格主义。
And you could say that they paved the way for Lord Chaitanya to appear and give his teaching. They really prepared people for that.
可以说的话呢，这四条使徒传系当中，他们的这些 Acharya 的话呢，可以说真的是铺平了道路，来得以使得社会，得以使得这个当时的那个世界去迎来主 Chaitanya 的显现。所以说他真的是就是准备好了，使得当时的那些人们准备好来接受主柴塔尼亚的教导。
Okay, is there many more questions?
The all the questions from last week are finished, and there's more questions coming up today.
I'm going to have to leave those for next week, and then I promise everyone should read up to 12, 13, and 14
in the purport. Okay. There are three questions for today, from today. So, Guru 说的话呢，由于他的时间原因，今天大家发上来的应该有三个问题吧，就没有办法回答了，就留到下个星期了。然后请大家继续的在这一周的时间，每天来阅读《博伽梵歌》第一章的诗节，然后特别是12、13、14诗节及其要旨。
Okay, well, thank you so much. I thank everyone for showing up today. We can trust each other.
Guru 说非常感谢大家今天出现在这课堂上啊，然后这样的话我们就真的可以彼此信任了。
Otherwise, we couldn't have this devotee sangha. It's the most precious thing.
嗯，否则的话呢，如果没有这种信任的话，我们也就不会能够得以享有如此珍贵的奉献者联谊了。嗯。
It all depends on trust.
其实这一切都取决于我们的信任呐。
So, and thank you, Narayani, and thank you, Sumukhi. We trust you so much to show up as well. Thank you for that.
Guru, 谢谢 Sumukhi 妈大姐，也非 Guru 说非常信任 Sumukhi 妈大姐，每个星期六早上都会出现，如果不出现的话，这课也就没办法上了。
Yes, yeah, we take it for granted, but it's, you know, we all have a choice, right?
嗯，所以我们好像可能都很容易觉得大家来上课或者是来帮忙等等来服务都是很理所应当的事儿，但实际上并不是理所应当的事儿，因为我们每个人都是有自由意志可以做出选择的。
So I have a challenge for all of us. Let's this week, really appreciate each other's the trust you know that we have in each other.And not take it for granted.
嗯 ，OK. 所以说的话，我就给大家这一星期给你们布置一个挑战。我们在这一周真真正正的去欣赏并且感恩我们对于彼此之间的信任，就是您和你身边的亲人啊、奉献者啊、朋友啊等等，去欣赏和感恩你对对方的那种信任。嗯，而不要把这个。关系当中的信任当作是理所应当的一回事儿，而是大家真的是可以做出选择来选择的。
Oh, and just one more announcement. This is something my group does, and Vaisheshika Prabhu's group does, is that for the month of Kartik, and especially for the month of Purushottama, we're reading chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita, which is Purushottam Yoga.For this month, every day.
Oh, Purushottama. That's the title for chapter 15, right?
Yes.
Oh.
Purushottama Yoga.
Oh, Purushottama Yoga. 嗯，所以Guru说，然后再给大家通知一件事儿。由于现在这个就进入到这个卡尔提卡月，这个 Purushottama 月，然后所以说Guru和Vaisheshika Maharaj他们是好朋友嘛，然后Vaisheshika Maharaj就在这一个月。这个 Purushottama 月，然后就给大家也布置的一个作业，就每天来阅读薄伽梵歌的第十五章，因为薄伽梵歌的第十五章的标题，那个梵文的标题就是 Purushottama Yoga。嗯。
Yeah, so for those of you who want to join the Chapter a Day Club, it's a good time to enter.
嗯，Give time to what, sir, how much?
This is a good time to begin and join the Chapter a Day Club.
Oh, I see. 嗯，所以说Guru说，如果对于感兴趣的奉献者想要来参加这个 Vaisheshika Maharaj 的这个俱乐部，他这个俱乐部的那个名字就是反正一天读一章薄伽梵歌十节的这样一个俱乐部的话，Guru说，那现在就正式加入他的俱乐部的好时候呢。
Okay, Hare Krishna, all glories to Prabhupada. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. 好 ，Hare Krishna， 所有的荣耀都归于帕帕。Okay， 外昆塔之音服务源于聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna， 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。